Hello, this is Evangelist Vincent Skinner, and you are listening to my podcast. I hope it blesses and stirs a hunger for God in you. I pray that the Holy Spirit will touch your life through this teaching. Thank you for tuning in, and God bless. Hi, Vincent Skinner here. Thank you for watching, and I'm going to continue with our series and our teachings on healing, and I want to talk about the different ways healing can come to us, and the first one I want to talk about is what we would call the word of faith. And I want to just read some scriptures to you just to start it off. The first one is found in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 14, which says, "Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, in addition to all, taking up the shield of faith with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one." But especially that verse 14 where it says, "Stand firm therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness." Also want us to turn to Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 20. It says, "My son, give attention to my words, incline your ear to my sayings, do not let them depart from your sight, keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their body. Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flows the very issues of life." So the word of faith really is this, you know, that scripture also in the Gospels that says, keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking. And really it's where if you are sick and you're going through a time of just taking the word, the promises of the word of God concerning healing, and you're putting it in your heart. But of course, when you read the scriptures, it's just mere knowledge, you know, like the verse that says in Isaiah 53, the well-known verse that says, "By his stripes we are healed." And then also in Romans 8, where it says, "If the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, he will quicken your mortal body." But in order to get that word, now we know the Bible says that Jesus said, "The words that I speak to you are spirit and life." But to get it from just being mere knowledge in your head, for it to come down into your heart, where it goes from being just logos knowledge, just mental knowledge, to heart knowledge. Now the Bible says that in Romans 10, 17 and so on, it says that with the heart man believes. So we don't believe with our mind, our intellect. In fact, the word of God says that our thinking, our intellect, our natural mind is at odds with the things of the Spirit. So the word of faith is exactly that, where you take the word of God, you bring it into your life until it becomes life. You keep standing on it, you keep believing, you keep contending with the word of God until you see your healing take place. You know, we've heard of many, many, many people that have done exactly that, where they've stood on the word of God and they've prayed over the scriptures, they've meditated on the scriptures, they've believed the scriptures until their healing takes place. You know, faith, the Bible says, comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And that can come to your life either through the hearing of the word being preached, where you hear the word, it enters your heart, and faith explodes, and healing is yours. Then there's healing that comes of the one that I've just been talking about, where you take the word and you apply it to your own life. But that word, it goes from just being mere knowledge to rhema, to faith. It's when the word of God is breathed on by the Holy Spirit and life comes to you, and so healing erupts within you. What is divine healing? It is when the word of God, you know, the Bible says in Psalms, it says he sent his word and healed you and delivered you. So it's when you take, when you receive the word of God, but not just into your head, you receive the word of God in your heart, and the word of God is breathed on by the Holy Spirit, life is released, and the power of God begins to take effect, and you are healed. The divine life of God flows into your very bones, your muscles, your body, and drives out the sickness. This is known as the word of faith. So I challenge you, you know, if you're going through sickness or disease or issues in your life, take the word of God, massage it into your life, bring it into your life, meditate on the scriptures, set your eyes, your mind, your heart on that word until it becomes life to you. You know, we've heard many testimonies of people that have said that they've done this, and you know, God is faithful to his word. They've stood on it, and the day came when healing was there. So the word of faith, receiving of the word of God concerning the promises of God's healing, is really, it's really a powerful way for you personally to bring healing and to receive healing in your life. Think about it. You can do it yourself just by reading the word of God and getting the scriptures into you concerning what God says. Or you can listen to preachers just like you are now speaking about the promises of God. You see, this word of faith is connected to the life-giving promises of the word of God. The Bible says these great exceeding and precious promises give us access to the very divine nature, the divine life of God, which will flow to us. You know, get the word in you. Get it in you. Get it into your heart. Get it into your life. Believe it. Stand on it. Don't ever, you know, don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Look straight ahead. Keep your heart on it. And I'm telling you, God is faithful. He watches over his word to perform it, and he will do it for you. God bless you. The word of God is true, and the Lord will do it for you. The Lord, he is your healer. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for watching this broadcast. I would like for you to consider two things. Number one, follow us to receive notifications of when we go live again. And number two, support our ministry of reaching the nations with revival. Thank you for watching. I look forward to you joining our next live broadcast.